This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Rich Bradbury. I'm in the studio with
Arvinia Branch
and Christine Wong.
We've got a few more minutes left before we wrap up for today and before we get to our final story. But of course, we should give you some feedback and let you know what you guys are voting on and what you're talking about. The question is, would you dine in at an F&B outlet whose workers are not fully vaccinated? Why or why not? The polls, pretty clear. Almost 90% of you on both sides, Instagram and Twitter, saying no, I would not dine in. Mm-hmm. With that out of the way, let's hear what some people are saying.
Yeah, so this comes from Sarosh on Twitter, who says that what difference does it make? We all have been ordering food and we don't really know how our food is being handled by the restaurant and the delivery person. He also continues by saying that, but if vaccine cert is the criteria, then it must be done properly. Not just both have both the vaccine doses, but the customer and the restaurant workers must have had their doses 14 days prior to dine in to ensure optimum antibody levels. Domidius says that even being vaccinated doesn't make me immune to it. I could still contract the virus, be afflicted by it, or maybe be a carrier for it. I feel for the F&B industry, but this is where the government needs to help them look upstream and see what's causing the real problem. We have a couple of more messages. Let me just find it. So Iz says, and they just attached like a info picture thing that says that
a screenshot
that there is currently no evidence that people can catch COVID-19 from food. The virus that causes COVID-19 can be killed at temperatures similar to that of other known viruses and bacteria found in food. Mm-hmm. I don't think the problem is the food. I think the problem is the air and the contact.
I'd also like to add that that source appears to be from the same time last year.
So exactly,
just,
yeah.
Good to find research that's a bit more up to date, I would say.
Yeah, science changes.
Yes.
Amar Singh has said over on Instagram, WhatsApp. I'll get it right eventually. What's the guarantee that a fully vaccinated staff might not be contracted with the virus again? How is it reported in the media? Customers are still exposed to the virus. In my opinion, besides the digital certification, hygiene is equally important.
Very true. And on Instagram, we have Stephen HSL who says, no, eateries are high-risk areas because everyone eats with their masks down and viruses spread directly.
Mm-hmm.
And Anti-Plastic says the unvaccinated should be more worried about the vaccinated ones as they can still spread the virus.
Yep. We have another tweet from The Yackle who says, yes, but outdoor and choose which restaurant carefully. Make sure spaced out and also where you order at counter. So serving staff just brings your order and not hang around. You order takeaway from unvaccinated people or closer to people at the market or supermarket anyway.
Okay, I've got one final one here on WhatsApp before we get to our final story from number ending 9529. Also, it comes down to the question of the F&B transparency. Mm-hmm. Like, how are patrons going to make sure all the staff have been vaccinated? By counting them all out? The safest way for dine-in is to only open the shop after all the staff have been vaccinated. But yeah, definitely not going to be dining in now when the S&Ps are not standing very well. All right, we'll get to more of that, of course, after the break. Arvin has delivered our third and final story.
Mm-hmm. So these are just a few quick updates about the MySajatra vaccination certificate or digital certificate that's been uploaded to MySajatra. Deputy Health Minister Dato' Dr. Noor Azmi Ghazali said Malaysians who have been immunised overseas can update their vaccination status at the nearest district health office. They just need to have the necessary vaccination documents for validation and to get their MySajatra status updated at the health office. He also added that the process should have been done at the airport or other gateways into the country upon arrival because the health officers would have taken all their information to be updated on the app before people were allowed to leave for their self-isolation process. There are some vaccination certificate issues that need to be addressed, apparently, because Dr. Noor Azmi said only the digital COVID-19 vaccination certificate on the MySajatra app and the white vaccination card issued by the health ministry were recognized as official documents. He added that the government does not recognize any other documents apart from the ones mentioned. Basically, people just need to show the certificate on their mobile phone or the white card if they are stopped at roadblocks or are asked to show proof at restaurants or F&B outlets. Some people have even been laminating their white cards, which is fine. So they have the physical copy. But he sternly added that there's no need to print out the digital certificate. So please don't do that. Actually, you're encouraged to just have it on your your phone, because the issue of vaccination certs being sold online was brought up at this press conference. So that's another thing that's going on now. It was reported that printed versions of the digital certificates found on the MySejahtera app were being sold for between 12 to 15 ringgit. I think you get like physical printouts or copies of that. So Dr. Noor Azmi said that the government did not allow any party to issue a printed version of the digital certificate and that this is fraud. And one of these frauds was detected recently in Kedah. The Health Ministry's Inspectorate and Legal Department and the police will investigate the matter and will take the necessary action. So they're actually urging people to just not have printed copies of the certificate at all, because if they need like official validation or they need you to show, they're still going to make you take out your handphone and show them MySejahtera or the app and stuff. So
They were appearing on some of the e-commerce sites, weren't they, over the last few days, these digital certificates. Yeah, that's part of the reason that this huge crackdown is starting to happen.
Yeah. E-commerce sites.
Yes, yes, people were selling them on e-commerce sites. Can you believe that?
I mean, at this point, yeah.
All right. Yeah. Anyway, it's time for us to wrap up, ladies and gentlemen, and everybody else in between. Thank you very much for tuning in. And we've had so many messages, lots of you voting today, very clear opinions on what you will and will not do. And the final numbers are, Arv, please.
So quick refresh. Final numbers, 89.5% saying no, they won't dine in if all the workers are not vaccinated. 10.5% saying yes, they will.
Chris, over on Instagram, any change?
Still at 90% no, 10% yes.
All right. It is time, in fact, now for us to wrap up. If you missed any part of this show, don't forget you can download the podcast wherever you normally download it from. We started off, of course, with that story about...
about how apparently only dine-in customers have to be fully vaccinated and not, in fact, F&B outlet workers.
Strangers... the world's a strange place. Then we moved on to story number two, which is whether or not digitalization can be one of the only things that can save our SMEs. Wrapping up with...
with, no, you don't need to print your vaccination certificate.
Yeah, don't do that. Coming up after the 1 o'clock news, don't go anywhere. It's the Breakfast Grill replay. Over the past few years, youth participation in Malaysian politics has been steadily rising. The younger generation are becoming braver in going against traditional systems and pushing for their voices to be heard, either via protest or through voting. In conjunction with International Youth Day, the Breakfast Grill spoke with YB Lim Yi Wei. That's all coming up after the 1 o'clock news. My name is Rich Bradbury. On behalf of Arvind Yuvaraj and Christian Wong, this has been Enterprise Biz Bytes here on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.